Take note. Sometimes being social comes easy to me. Just getting out there, sticking myself right in the middle of conversations, and just enjoying it. Every minute, every hour, you know, just having a good time. And other times, I just feel like I have to drag myself into those kind of situations. I mean, even electronically over the internet, on extended evenings, Twittering, any of that, you know, it's just tough sometimes. And this week has been a tough week for me in that regard. But all it really takes is like a moment to push me back over into the social realm. And I appreciate some of the kind comments people have made to me this week, especially because that's like the best way, you know, to help somebody get out of that is, you know, to tell them that you're interested in hearing what they say. And it's just great to have you know, conscientious people around who, you know, will take a minute and say something nice like that. I mean, I'm not always good at it, even when I am social, but I definitely, if I spot somebody who needs, you know, a pick-me-up or something, I try to say something nice. And I do it just because I want to help, but it definitely comes in handy in my case, too. So, again, I appreciated everyone who said something this week. Also, I wanted to say that Tommy TRC on Twitter wrote an article about the five ways of saying social, and it really resonated. His article did. I think he wrote it for Red Shoes PR. He tweeted it on Friday night at some point, so I'm sure you guys could find the link. But if you read his post, you'll see that he suggests there's more to being social than, you know, actually just spending a lot of time talking to people. You just gotta take care of yourself, you know, the people who are close to you as well. You know, the people who are not necessarily, you know, outsiders in your life. You know, you gotta keep the connections alive personally before you can go out there. Anyway, I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about this stuff because I'm not the only person who has issues dealing with being social sometimes. And for all of those of you who have that same kind of issue as I do, take heart. You know, there's someone else out there like you. And maybe if you read that article and if you just take a minute to, you know, chat with your close personal relationships, you can get yourself through it. Have a good evening or morning, just like always, or night. I mean, who knows when the hell you're listening to this.